Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Luke 10, 1-12. Go on your way. 1. He sent them in pairs. If there is something essential in Christianity, it's community life. You should not isolate yourself, because doing these things alone may lead you to fall into self-centeredness when you want all the spotlight to be on you. This is not good for a Christian. That is why Jesus teaches you that in life you should share your path, let yourself be helped, and help announce that in this life cutting yourself off from others ends up cutting off the beauty of living. 2. Prayer. It is important to pray, to talk to Jesus, because he has chosen us to be his disciples. But at the same time, discipleship is also the fruit of the prayer of the community who has asked God to send out laborers for his harvest. We are not a company or human resources managers. That is why today I invite you to ask God to send more Christians to proclaim the gospel, more people to show how beautiful it is to have God in our lives. We need to clearly show a living God to a world that is confusing, where the truth is overshadowed by opinions. Jesus wants to shine in you and me, but we need him to shine in many hearts as well. 3. Go on your way. Jesus sends us like lambs among wolves. There are many cunning wolves around. In your life, there are people who are waiting for you to make a wrong move in order to destroy you. Be cautious, because many also enjoy it when you do badly. But the key is that you have Jesus' strength in your heart that keeps you going. You are not defeated as long as you do not feel defeated. For as a Christian, death is not the last word. Even if they kill you on a social networks, or even if they have slandered you, you can continue to show life. Have confidence in God and in yourself, because as an evangelizer, you have a lot to give. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.